Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Disappointed.
Check out the Score's new lineup. Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5. Matt Spiegel and Chicago guy Danny Parkins middays 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. 25 years in counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bulls are back in action tonight as they host Dallas at the United Center. Fred Hoiberg and company will get their first look at Dirk Nowitzki. He was out with a sore Achilles tendon last time the Bulls faced the Mavericks in early December. Bulls still lost that one by 25 points. Nikola Mirotic returns for this one. He's recovering from that same flu that took out Jimmy Butler and Denzel Valentine last week. Bulls and Mavericks tip tonight at 7. Blackhawks also in action tonight. They'll face Colorado on the road. Hawks announcing that Jeremy Roenick will get one last shift on Sunday when they host Vancouver. The Cubs celebrated their World Series win with a trip to the White House just 4 days before President Barack Obama leaves office. President Obama, a well-known White Sox fan, but he said there is a Cubs fan in the first family.
I can't claim that I have the same just visceral joy of some in this White House. But FLOTUS is a lifelong Cubs fan. She remembers coming home from school and her dad would be watching a Cubs game, and the bond and the family, the meaning that the Cubs had for her in terms of connecting with her father.
Cubs pitcher John Lester took to Twitter to explain that he missed the trip to Washington because of a death in the family and the ensuing funeral. Jake Arrieta also said he had family obligations that kept him at home. Now that the festivities have wrapped up, the Cubs begin getting ready for spring training. Pitchers and catchers report in less than a month. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, our Bruce Levine reporting that several teams have stepped up their offers for starter Jose Quintana in recent days. In football, the Bears reportedly set to hire Jeremiah Washburn as their new offensive line coach. He'll replace Dave Magazoo. The Pro Football Writers of America have chosen Ezekiel Elliott and Joey Bosa as the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Bears rookies Jordan Howard, Cody Whitehair, and Leonard Floyd all named to the all-rookie team. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Male Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmalemedical.com. And the security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard, it's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had her updates all day today. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thanks to our guests today, Hub Arkish and Dan Fouts. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio and more as we have just gotten rolling. Day one, Spiegel and Parkins is in the book. And now, Danny, you get to go. You get to just leave. It's 1 o'clock, 104. You've done a good job.
That's what I was told.
Yep.
That this segment isn't for me.
No.
Although, hey.
All done.
Really?
Oh, hey, guys.
Is this still on? Does the station still work?
What is this foolishness?
No. It's transition, Danny. Welcome to it.
Yeah, very
excited. You get to struggle through it for the next 15, 20 minutes from that seat.
I'm thrilled. Jay, first of all, this seat's great. Thank you for leaving it
me. No doubt.
And
got yourself a good partner, man.
He's been great, very welcoming. This was our second time ever talking.
Yesterday was
for the
our
most
first.
Part. Yesterday, nice. Yesterday was the first. He had a couple of scotches. It was great.
A little blind date action.
Yeah. Yeah, it was romantic.
I liked him a lot better by the second scotch.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
He got prettier.
He might expose you to something called jellyfishing, which is after five scotches, yeah. I believe.
I got those host goggles going. It's Bernstein and Goff sitting right here. Day one for these guys. It's quite a day around these parts.
This is fun. I love this feeling. This is the good nervousness. It's good.
And people are like, do you feel like it's your first day of school? I'm like, yeah, except I care about this more.
You know, right, you actually like this.
Yeah, I enjoy this. Right. I want to do well here. I want to validate and everyone's like risk and my opinion of me and all that stuff. So I don't know. I don't think I crashed the car.
Have you been introduced to score texters?
Oh,
aka the lowest form of human communication.
Yeah,
did you get to go back to Kansas City?
We had a text line in Kansas City. It was very, very
not like
similar.
This one.
We had a few people who wanted both of us to go to Kansas City.
Speaks, just hop on the car.
Speaks, it's fun. You've been exposed. It's over.
Just take this midday radio show to a middling market. I was I brought Speaks down already.
The same texter at 9:10 a.m. is the same one at 12:55.
Dude,
been listening to every segment.
You know what? I hated you in the first hour. I hate you in the fourth.
I love that we got one guy who said, I hate Parkins a little bit less than I hated Spiegs on day one. So that's 8 years ago.
Nice,
and he's
right.
Still here.
Your approval ratings.
So thank you.
They're trending upwards.
And then someone just texted in, I've never been so happy to listen to Dan Bernstein for 4 hours after listening to Danny Parkins for 4 hours. I'm like, that's 8 hours.
Wow, that's a lot of listening.
Yeah, good.
That's a commitment there.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for your hatred. And he has one of those rarely found one station radios, so I don't know.
In our world, he has the people with him at gunpoint forcing him to listen.
Yeah.
The radio might be working perfectly fine and able to tune in every station, but when the radio terrorists are in his house forcing him to listen and not allowing him to change the channel, there's nothing you can do.
You know what this is? You know when that when a baseball team hits like August, and they're a really good team, but they're starting to hit August, and the older guys are starting to slow down just a tiny bit, and then
called the Ben Zobrist period.
they bring up the kid from AAA. They bring him up, and he's good, and he's excited to be there, and he's prepared, and he's idealistic, and he believes that good things are going to happen. That's Parkins, man.
I was about to say,
who is
here?
That? It's him.
I was told I was idealistic and prepared.
He feels good about it.
Dude.
He feels good about everything.
Not only that, he had like a 4-page outline of what the show was going to be today.
Oh, nice.
All right, 2.5.
You can never be too prepared. You won't get to any of that, but you can never be too prepared.
Jason, the difference between what you and I eventually became, which was first words to each other being when the microphone came on.
Right.
And what Danny and I are right now, it's an evolving thing, as is. You know,
it's supposed to be.
And that's the way, you know, everybody prepares differently. I remember when I used to jump on a microphone with 12 pieces of paper in front of me and all these other things. And I said to myself, you know what? Stop wasting paper. Just keep it in your head. And some people prepare differently.
Right.
Like, for instance, you prepare differently than I do.
Absolutely.
Danny prepares differently than Danny Parkins probably does. But as long as you get the job done, it's all good.
Yeah, and you can't force the evolution of something either. You just got to log those flight miles and see how it goes.
I felt underprepared. I was like, is this enough? Do we have the right things in the right places? Yeah, I'm a prepare guy. I don't know.
Have you inoculated against the inevitable low-hanging fruit of jokes that probably were unleashed upon you previously in Kansas City?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Like, this is all a whirlwind for me right now that I think I'm going to call this show The Drive at some point, which was my show in Kansas City. Like, I just...
Of course you will. It'll happen. You'll give out the wrong number.
It's kind of just been a whirlwind.
Sorry, we can take their listeners.
Yeah.
Stop listening to that old music.
Come on through.
But you love the Moody Blues.
I do. It's true.
Moody Blues.
Just go see it live.
All the time.
Survive in advance, though, right? Like, at some point it will become 9 in the morning, and then at some point you guys will kick me out of here. And as I revealed earlier during the day, it's like, I should be here for at least the next 2 years. Set the over-under at 2 years and a day.
Oh,
and,
my man. Trust me.
This dude's starting a new show with an infant at home.
Yeah.
He's going to be sleeping 40 minutes a night.
I didn't know it was like this.
Oh, man.
You didn't know that babies sometimes cry. I've been waiting for it.
Because you've had a slow entry.
I was going to wait. Exactly. Uh-huh. I was going to wait to the first segment to actually punch you for not letting me.
You can't bring the staff, the fabulous professional staff and Prentice home with you.
Let me tell you something right now. That first night, this man woke up every hour on the hour.
Sure.
Hungry, angry that he hadn't been fed in his sleep, apparently. Stinky as all get out. The things that he put me and Nicole through these last couple of nights, I'd like to tell and save this. Eric, mark the tape. I'd like to tell him that you're a bad guy and you're never going to be good in my eyes. And I know his mom is listening right now. Yeah, you're damn right. Play the sad music. I did not know that my body could function. I was a champion of no sleep, right?
Give me four hours,
I'm ready to rock.
Long time guy. By choice sometimes. Yeah.
All I know is I'm getting the slap on the chest from the lady next to me like, hey, get up, go get your son. And he doesn't want to sleep in a crib, so he's in the bassinet next to us. So every two minutes, I'm looking to see, all right, is he good? Is he suffocating? No, that's just him crying from being wet and hungry all the time.
Yeah, you will never have another living thing that needs you and demands you and earns you the way that this dude has you in his back pocket.
Kind of waffling if I want that responsibility.
Guess here's what? The thing. Too late.
Here's the thing, too. It will be the equivalent of the Men in Black neuralizer that when the time comes, you won't remember any of this. Because if you did, nobody would ever have a second child. And it has to be something.
Something goes on.
You know what it is? Makes you forget.
Eventually, they're too cute and they're too awesome to make you remember this god-awful portion.
With a second kid, you don't give a damn. The second kid raises itself.
Let me retract the god awful, because I didn't think it was god awful at the time, but like it's tough, it's rough. But there'll be some moments you'll get some gratification.
Oh no! We watch football together. He slept on my chest. He's good to go.
I got that first nap.
The first nap was cool, but you. My kid, if anybody is hearing about this for the first time, my kid was born premature. And the, like you said, Dan, the beautiful people over there at Prentice Women's Hospital and the NICU, Tiffany, Andrea, and Alicia, and everybody over there did a fabulous job. And the nurses and the doctors took care of him. Every 3 hours, this man was fed and changed because he's a little guy. And every 3 hours, this man wants to be fed and or changed. And now it's bumped up to 2 hours. And we don't have those beautiful young ladies around us anymore. So now I got wipes in one hand, I got Vaseline in the other hand, I got the Pampers. My lady is now picking up things with her feet while changing this young man. The first bathroom break happened with the young man, and I was like, oh, damn, I still got him in my hands, but I got to use the bathroom. She's asleep. Yeah. So we're sitting there having that bonding moment, like, mine's is bigger than yours. I always remember this kind of feel.
Of course.
It was.
Who's the alpha here?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was super weird, but the last 2 days have been trying, but like you said, gratifying, and it's good to see. I dropped him off for his hearing test. It was kind of like, I'll see you later, man. And I looked at my lady, I'm like, goodbye. I hope you make it. I'll see you at 6, hopefully.
Yeah, meanwhile, your tires peel out.
You're going
70.
I turned on Kanye's late registration into 35 on the sound system. It was crazy.
Light up a cigarette.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Exactly. Start boozing on the way over here.
Those little moments to yourself, and when you start to realize that there are certain times and places during the day that you have carved out just to read a newspaper or just to watch a video or do something that you will find Zen moments of peace that you never knew existed. That's the silver lining.
See, maybe you didn't feel it yet this morning, but your transition from middays to afternoons, you're going to have like an extra 4 or 5 hours to play with. How'd that work today
Danny and I talked about this during the break.
You switched lives.
Yeah, so I sat there at like 7 o'clock and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm all done, I think. I'm ready to rock, ready to go. And then the baby gets plopped down on my chest while I'm in the living room. And I sat there and I was like, I don't want to watch any of these television shows because I don't want them to influence my opinion on anything I saw this weekend. Yes. So let me jump on Twitter.
Bad Hill School.
Yeah. I don't want to read anything. write the papers. Well, this is the thing. I jumped on Twitter and then I got into this weird like Trump rabbit hole where I couldn't get out of that.
Spare time.
Yeah, and I'm
going to be dangerous.
I'm sitting there like 11 o'clock. Where you at? Like, I need you in my life. I don't know whether I should eat. I don't know whether I should take a nap. So yeah, I get in here in the parking situation. By the way, I have to talk to someone about the parking situation.
Oh yeah,
because
now,
it's completely different.
There's
than
no,
it,
you can't yeah. win the Super Bowl anymore.
No, you
the
can't.
$16 Super Bowl.
There is no Super Bowl. You are just out there on an island by yourself
you
for $29 a day.
And
got in early with the grandfather.
No, stayed in the old garage by NBC Tower.
Well, I was never in there though. That's the thing. You got grandfathered in, right? I mean, you never
had a space there.
I've never had a parking space. I don't
like. It's like the equivalent of a Manhattan rent-controlled apartment.
I understand. Speaks has gotten after me about this.
I got lost coming out of the parking lot today, so all the tricks and the trades,
you're good.
Please.
You're yeah. good. You're
it's
good.
It's cheaper, yeah, yeah. $16. It's
but
great.
That's the thing. If you fill out the application, it's much cheaper than that. But as soon as 1 o'clock would hit, yeah. I want to leave. I don't want to talk to the guy downstairs and have a good time.
Wait a minute.
Talking sports.
That's why you've never filled out the application in 23 months?
The application
because
has
you
been
just want
filled.
To get out every day. That's the most misanthropic thing I've ever heard.
The application has been filled out and in my glove compartment since day one of our show.
Just wow. avoiding that interaction.
I just want to leave.
Paying more every
it's
day.
It's the same thing when you like take the bus more often. I want to go home when I want to go home.
So I called Danny last week when the news was official just to say, hey.
Very nice of you.
And he reminded me.
It's the last thing.
He reminded me of a night in what? What was the year? 2001.
Yeah, in my senior year of high school.
And he said, "Do you remember speaking to my senior class during the banquet for WNTH Nutria Radio?"
Yeah,
I thought, "Oh wow,
yes. Old Man Bernstein coming around the corner."
And he did, by the way. Remember, yeah. He's like Hackney's, and I'm like, "Yeah, I think that's actually what it
I
was."
I still wear the shirt. You guys gave me a shirt. At WNTH Radio.
Oh, wow.
One of my go-to workout
he
shirts.
Because I has don't every throw piece out of free clothes.
Yes. Right, I swear to you.
He said the sweater he's wearing today, he's like, I think I got this for free. I'm like, it's just an innocuous green sweater. I don't know who gives away those for free.
But you reminded me, I asked...
You said to the room, does anyone know for sure that they want to go into radio? And I was a senior, and I was the only kid in the room who raised their hand. And so he looked at me, and then he looked at my parents who were sitting next to me, and he said, well, you better have supportive parents. And it's absolutely true because, like, I mean, they cried when they found out that I got this job. They were so thrilled for me to be coming home and all of that stuff. But
I think they were upset that you're going to take the spare room. But.
Yeah, right.
And then we can't rent it out now.
Finally, just became empty nesters, and they're like, "Damn it!
They're back now."
Yeah,
things break. They know who did.
They have to take the disco ball.
Yeah. They can't walk around naked anymore. Right, yeah. Parkins is back.
But I mean, I started unemployed
he's
after graduating.
Start stealing our weed again.
Whose weed is this? It's yours, Dad.
Have you talked to your kids yet?
I learned by watching you.
More accurate than you guys know. And then I made $9 an hour my first job after being unemployed for 10 months.
Really?
Yeah, back in Syracuse, New York. So like doing my 2-hour show for $9 an hour would have been able to barely pay for the early bird special parking here at this job.
Always try to be honest with people. Say it's not just supportive parents, but supportive parents with plenty of disposable income.
Yeah.
It's not just supportive in spirit.
I shouldn't be here.
Because otherwise, no, seriously, I know really, really talented people that had to get out of the business and take a job in a different industry because they just couldn't afford to work their way up in the jobs they had to have.
Well, it's a huge problem with journalism in general.
Yep.
It's an elitist ivory tower field. Like it's a reputation that has actually earned because, you know, the easiest path to it is the one that I took, going to a high school that had a radio station. Most don't. Mm-hmm. Having parents who could afford a private school education. Most don't. Going then to Syracuse University, which has its reputation. Most don't. And I was still unemployed for 10 months.
Again, Syracuse does a great job with placement and also the networking because there's Syracuse guys everywhere.
Or you can just be damn good and stick to it and show up every day like Mr. Goff and fight your way through.
I respect the hell out of
him. An intern, a producer, a host, leave when it's time to leave, come back when you get a chance, and look at the man starting an afternoon today.
A lot of no's along the way, but you didn't listen to
We've all gotten those no's. Yeah. Even if you went to a broadcast school or whatever, you got that one boss who says to you, as Drew Hayes said to me, yeah, you like to sing, right? Go sing. Go do that.
And you're sitting there like, what about my dreams?
But I had an idea. Go, you're not going to do it. And this isn't for you.
Yeah, shout out to Drew, too, because he's the same.
Truth teller.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, you're a producer. Why do I care what you think? And I was like, all right. Okay. I'll go start covering this bad Bulls team, I guess. I'm trying to figure something out.
I was outside his office one time when there was a then veteran producer.
Oh, dude, that was the day.
And he goes, you know what you are? You've been doing this the same thing for 7 years. You're a loser. You want to call people like you losers. Yeah. You're a loser.
And he walked out and told me that he almost let it go on his desk, like bodily functions, like as the exit plan. I'm like, I'm sure glad you didn't do that because security would have been up here. Yeah, So Drew's words have struck a chord with many a person, positively and negatively.
Not exaggerating.
I'm sorry I didn't get to know him.
Imagine what tremendous advice he would have had for you.
Get out of your mom's. No, hey, seriously, dude. Congratulations, man. Listening on the way in, you guys sound good. Happy that you're on the team, and many blessings and much success for you guys in the future here.
Thank you. It's unbelievably corny and cliche, but it is an absolute thrill and dream come true, and like weirdly an honor and a privilege to like be in the room with the three of you guys.
Listen, please. By Friday, that'll be over.
Please. Oh, you and your whole baritone voice that I never got.
Somebody's got to step into the breach and drunkenly tell Les Grobstein that they treasure transition. And that's the guy.
Yes.
That's the guy.
Yes. Don't worry. He's going to be the guinea pig for many of things. Like the first Christmas party or first holiday party.
Uh-huh.
We'll set him up to do things that he doesn't know he has to do.
Is he going to fall down the stairs like a sales guy?
Right, exactly. Don't worry. Yeah, there'll be many of things.
Rookie hazing is fine.
Yeah, no, I should have hazed him more today.
As long as you don't dress up like a woman, we're fine.
Right, exactly.
That was in the contract.
Well, I mean, even if in your spare time, if you do that, though, that's
right,
on
we don't
you.
Judge.
Maybe
right,
we'll do some hazing tomorrow. The Hawks play tonight. Why don't you do an hour on hockey metrics tomorrow? Why don't you get that done?
I'm going to the Bulls for. He's being serious, by the way.
Sweet.
Get that done. All right, fellas.
All right, yeah. What's coming up on the show?
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing a radio show.
Yeah.
Matt Miller is going to talk some scouting. This is his, like, the heyday for him. These are really the important times for Matt Miller. They get set for the East-West Shrine Game and then the Senior Bowl where the Bears are going to be coaching. Mark Folwell, the Dallas Mavericks TV play-by-play voice, will talk some hoops with us. Hub is going to have his turn with us, and we're going to unveil a new segment at 5:30.
Awesome. Can't wait to be listening. Rick J, thank you very much. Matt, we'll talk for the third time tomorrow at 9 in the morning.
I look forward to it.
Parkins.
There it is!
The first one.
Bernstein and Goff coming up next on The Score.
After 25 years, The Score is still evolving. Check out our new lineup. Molly and Hanley start your day live at 5. Matt Spiegel and Chicago native Danny Parkins, your new midday show, 9 a.m. to 1. In afternoons, it's Dan Bernstein teaming up with Jason Goff. And finally, it's Lawrence Holmes, night 6 to 10. Yep, still Chicago guys. Still the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Apparently, the NCAA Basketball Committee is smarter than I have given them credit for. A few years ago, they began inviting media members to take part in an annual mock selection so they could better understand the process. The mock was nothing more than the committee's way of keeping media members from observing their actual deliberations because, God forbid, anyone should know the truth about how 68 basketball teams were selected. Now, because the RPI dodge doesn't work anymore when the committee tries to explain their screw-ups, they're bringing in advanced analytics experts. That's fine. But it doesn't solve the essential problem that crops up every year when the committee overlooks deserving mid-major teams and automatically gives double-digit seats to almost any non-power conference team. Advanced analytics? All good. 10 people who know basketball? Better. I'm John Feinstein.
For professional transportation, there's only one limousine company to count on, and that's Top Fleet Limo. Whether it's for business, personal, wedding transportation, bachelor parties, or to and from the airports, you can count on them. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, SUVs, stretch limos, party buses, and coach buses to accommodate any size group. Call Top Fleet today at 877-317-3201 or go to topfleetchicago.com and mention SCORE10 for 10% off. Top Fleet. Take a ride with the pros.
Is your wallet feeling a little lighter after the holidays? Start the new year off right with WOW. Not only will you get $180 in savings when you sign up for an annual plan, but we'll also help you find the right TV and internet package to make the most of your new tech gifts. Right now, you can get the popular bundle of 30 megabits per second internet, TV, and your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 per month. This offer only goes until February 6th, so don't miss out. Hurry and sign up today. Call 1-844-WOW-NOW-8 for more details.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This week's most popular music. 27 years ago, 1990.
Number 3.
Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise.
Number 2.
Technotronic, Pump Up the Jam.
Yo, pump up the jam, pump it up.
And the number one song this week, 27 years ago in 1990. Michael Bolton, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?
How am I supposed to live without you?
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 8 years ago, 2009.
Number three.
Kanye West, Heartless.
In the night, I hear him talk cold.
Number two.
Beyonce, Single Ladies. And the number one song this week, 8 years ago in 2009. Lady Gaga, Just Dance.
Just Dance.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Looking for family fun this winter? We'll join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Walsh Ryan Arena this season. Family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls are looking for their third consecutive win as they host Dallas tonight at 7 at the UC. Mirotić makes his return from an illness. The Blackhawks are on the road tonight facing Colorado. Puck drops at 8. The Avalanche have a conference low 27 points. NFL news. Championship Sunday is all set. Green Bay playing at Atlanta and New England hosting Pittsburgh with coverage starting on The Score at 1 p.m. The Pro Football Writers Association selected the Bears' Jordan Howard, Cody Whitehair, and Leonard Floyd to the All-Rookie Team. Ezekiel Elliott and Joey Bosa have been named their Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year, and the Bears are reportedly set to hire Jeremiah Washburn as their new offensive line coach. College Buckets, Illinois takes on Purdue with coverage starting on The Score tonight at 6, and the Cubs have claimed right-handed pitcher Dylan Floro from the Rays. Catch Chicago's ultimate indoor fishing event, the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo in Schaumburg on January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportsshows.com/Chicago. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Over. January 17th, 2017. A new era on The Score begins.
I think it's great for The Score. I think it's great for the market. When is the last time we had an injection of new and dynamic young talent?
I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a very interesting thing.
Dan Bernstein.
I don't fare well around stupid people, but I have to be around them a lot.
The voice of Chicago sports fans since 1999.
Go eat your Big Mac and shut up.
Jason Goff.
Just propping up another Jewish talent here at The Score.
Former Score caller and Atlanta transplant.
That guy, Jason, that guy's not good for the community.
Now they team up to form The Score's new afternoon show.
Hey, Dan Bernstein here, announcing The Score's new afternoon show. It's my turn to be the old guy.
He'll give you all the analytics and the war and the value of players, and I'll talk to you like a human being.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show.
We gonna do this now?
Yes!
Kill the House Lights, let's just start. Let's just start a show.
It's a new afternoon on 670 The Score, and it begins now.
Dude, that's really
that's a lot of buildup. We're just gonna kind of talk.
Atlanta transplant my ass, by the way. let's start on that note.
Former Score caller.
Yeah, because it's like some dude listening for the first time ever is like, I knew this dude wasn't from here. Atlanta transplant.
See, I knew he sounded country all this time.
Exactly. See how you do me, Tanny? Supposed to be my man. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show, ladies and gentlemen.
How about it?
I don't know. Yeah. Whatevs.
Yeah.
Shep and Tanny on the other side of the glass. Going to be hanging out with you guys until 6 p.m. Should be fun. And if not, check's going clear.
Matt Miller at 2. Mark Folliwell will talk about the Bulls and the Mavericks at 3.
Yeah.
Hub at 5. And then at 5:30 or shortly thereafter, we're going to do something called It's On. And what that is, it's something that we have happened to do in afternoons for a long time. Just sort of mention, you know, I sort of look and say, what's on? But it's just sort of a way of setting the evening, because it's usually a time where people are headed home, and a reminder, oh yeah, that's something to watch. Or maybe make sure you got to flip over to this, and it's just sort of where the television's going to be. And we got to be honest about it too, because if I know that the women are commandeering the primary television for Project Runway, whatever, or something,
mm-hmm.
and I'm banished to the basement or the brand new upstairs television,
I
call it the murder nest, because that's where she watches. My wife loves dark murder shows, procedurals and Criminal Minds and all of it.
Law and Order, SVU.
Yeah, but really, like the darker, the better.
Yeah.
And she's always up there.
Moonlight.
So I got her for Hanukkah. I got her a nice flat screen and the whole, and a new HD box, and because it was like old standard def and a tube TV. So it was always Mommy's Nest, and now we call it
the murder nest.
Where's Mom? She's in the murder nest.
That's nice. Yeah.
So
that's nice.
Sometimes I'm banished there, which is fine. You're allowed to watch sports in the murder nest.
Well, the whole watching television in the bedroom thing, I did not realize how important that was to me and to my lack of sleep until I was without one for a couple of months. And then Nicole and I moved into the same place, and then her TV came, and all of a sudden I'm watching TV in the bed. And, you know, it's a good way to pretend like you're not being lazy too, if you're in our line of business. Like, come on, I'm in the bed, I'm watching a game. Like, I was watching the games this weekend and watching Cavs and Warriors yesterday. So yeah, I don't have a murder nest per se, but I'm all about, you know, curling up on the bed and watching myself some television every once in a while.
We have a giveaway today, too. I should mention a 4-pack to the 2017 Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. It's January 26th through the 29th at Schaumburg Convention Center. And you have to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You can send your tweets to the new Twitter handle. It is at Bernstein_Goff. We have texting and sexting. It's 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. That is, I mentioned the show's Twitter handle. Jason is at Jason1Goff, and I am at Dan_Bernstein. You already mentioned our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski, and our sound
architect, engineer.
Let's go with audio overlord. Let's go with that.
Okay. Nice. Audio overlord is Chris Tannehill. And this is new and different and exciting. And as I mentioned before, it's exactly the right kind of good nervousness, that kind of frisson that I have not had in a long time.
Yeah, it didn't hit me until I was on Lakeshore Drive coming over here. And well, not Lakeshore Drive, I was on Columbus, well, close to Lakeshore Drive. And coming over here, and I was taking Jace to his hearing test over there at Lurie's. And the lady's next to me, she goes, how you feel? I'm like, it just sunk in, you know, 16 years, you know, to this moment. The nerves, like you mentioned, were there and probably will be there for a little bit. But it's about fun. It's about talking about the same things we've been talking about for, I don't know, God knows how many years on this station, whether you're a caller, whether you're just a listener, whether you were a faxer back in the day or now a texter and an email.
Skypoint to the Barrett's Home Theater fax machine.
You know
machine.
What I'm talking about. So, it should be a good time, and we're going to handle the issues that we normally handle on our separate shows together.
And this is new. And I'm looking at a camera here, and this light is on.
Yes.
And that's because for the first time, right from jump, we are going to be web streaming, webcasting at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live at 670 The Scores page. Brian Gertsch, for the moment, is going to be pulling a double shift. This mm-hmm. We're going to have to go wake him up. I know between the two of you, we're going to need a dedicated coffee pot, because he's going to be pulling some extra shifts here, learning how to direct this show. But hello, creepy people.
Yeah. The governor of the chat room is back in it for the 1 to 6 shift, and maybe some of those people who have never seen our beautiful faces before can hang out with us on watch670score.com and Facebook Live, like you mentioned.
And I know I'm old, okay? my hair is very gray. I have wrinkles. I'm old and I'm pink, and I'm not a handsome man. I understand that. So, Bernstein, you look different from we're going to take new pictures at some point within the next 2 weeks.
That picture that's up there now of me, that Hudson River floater picture that's up there now, that was me at like 2:46, eating barbecue by the handfuls in Atlanta.
Like extra sodium weight.
Oh my God! Don't that picture, please. One of my buddies actually on my on one of my GroupMe chats was like, "Yo, seen the headshot? New headshot?" I'm like, "No, bad headshot is what it is." But yeah, so if you see us for the first time on watch670score.com, hello to everybody out there. I'm not going to dress nice every single day or any days for that matter.
No, this is nice for me. Just
Your dingy pool table sweater.
And get used to these. I have, just so you know, I have multiple pairs of these.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the same thing that he came after Tom Thibodeau about, he's wearing right now.
Ice.
His black track pants. Exactly.
Pants.
The same
people don't like him at the facility, check.
Exactly. Oh, no doubt about it. Mitch has been tapping into his phone calls, trying to get him up out of here. We all know the game plan. No, seriously, dude, I'm looking forward to the show, looking forward to the experience, and a difference in life, because the kid came home this weekend, got the show this week, and it's going to be a whirlwind. But I think we're going to have a good time.
We do have a problem we recognized last night. When my wife started asking me about, are you excited about this, excited about that? We're going to have a Jason problem in our house. And with Jace, because my Jason also was often called Jace.
Yes.
Or Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You're called Jay or Jason.
Yes.
And Jace is going to be Jace or Jay. At least it's already a single syllable, so you don't have to shorten it to Jay.
We've already had that problem in the house.
Boy.
I heard the first night he was there, Jace, why'd you do that? And I was like, I didn't do anything. Not my fault. Right.
Hold on a second.
Not yet.
I actually might have.
She's like, I'm talking to the baby. I'm like, come on, man. Like, this is going to be the foul up in the whole Jace. Because only my mother and my sister and my lady called me Jace.
So we had the problem when I was growing up. My mom's name is Jan.
Okay.
So we had a Dan and Jan thing that always happened, and now we've got this, so we have to come up with some sort of alternate or nicknames or something.
But hey, we'll figure it out.
We will figure it out, when we come back, just some quick thoughts on a basketball game last night that owed me more than that. This is Bernstein and Goff Afternoons on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week in music history. At just 38 years old, Stevie Wonder became the youngest living person to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This week in 1989. This week in 1996, Wayne Newton performed his 25,000th Las Vegas show. That same week in 96, Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, divorced Michael Jackson after less than 2 years of marriage. This week in 1997, Ben and Jerry's introduced Fish Food, a new flavor of ice cream named after the rock group Fish.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
For professional transportation, there's only one limousine company to count on, and that's Top Fleet Limo. Whether it's for business, personal, wedding transportation, bachelor parties, or to and from the airports, you can count on them. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, SUVs, stretch limos, party buses, and coach buses to accommodate any size group. Call Top Fleet today at 877-317-3201 or go to topfleetchicago.com and mention SCORE10 for 10% off. Top Fleet. Take a ride with the pros.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
James and Richard Jefferson in the face of Draymond Green. Looked like a shot to the chest. There is history.
Jefferson is what we're doing called fronting. Jefferson, this wasn't that hard of a foul. It's not going to end the world. But Jefferson knows his team needs some energy. If I step up and I get a technical or I don't foul you, it doesn't matter. We're down 17 anyway. We need something to be the catalyst and to give us energy. And I believe that Jefferson, because that's just a regular foul.
To the beach, y'all.
Yeah, that's really not the finest hour for the Cleveland Cavaliers on any level. That was a TNT last night. And just give me an hour of entertainment. Give me an hour and everything. That first of all, the call. And by the way, you're listening to Bernstein and Goffin, Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's your new afternoon show. Deal with it. That it should never have been a flagrant. It wasn't a flagrant. LeBron was acting a fool, trying to, I'm dead.
You shot me.
Years off my life.
Jefferson, that's what we're doing called fronting.
I'm glad you played that again. That is not what we call fronting. And I don't know what he is referring to, but I believe he might be referring to the community or these urban dwellers, the inner cities.
He went to Country Day.
But he always gets a knock for that. I mean, I'm sure Chris had friends that lived in other places, but yeah, that's not what we call fronting. Jefferson was just sticking up for a guy knowing that nobody was going to throw any hands. That's all that. And the real problem is Draymond Green is an idiot and LeBron James. LeBron James, he embellishes things at times, and he understands that he's going to get some calls.
And then he lied. He said, I didn't know who that was. Come on. Yeah. You're one of the most aware basketball players in the moment that has ever played the game. Mm-hmm. You think we're going to believe that you didn't know who just ran into you and that didn't inform your reaction?
He and Kyrie didn't hit any shots early. And that thing, I will say this, in modern basketball history, it will be the most tremendous feat if someone could beat this team in a 7-game series in the championship. And I know the Jordan stands are going to come out the rafters and go, hey, listen, no, slow down now. It's not a tree.
I haven't watched the game since 1998, right. But I'm about to tell you something.
I understand. But to have four all-NBA performers on the same team, and nights like that, like when that happens, you're done. There's no coming back from it. You're going to lose. You're going to lose big. I don't care how much energy you muster in the second half. Well, they score 48 points in the second half, so that made the Cavs feel better, whatever the case may be.
And LeBron couldn't budget his. It looked like he was going to go in second gear for a little while and do his, the regular season thing, and then all of a sudden it didn't matter anymore.
Well, they started getting physical with him, too. David West, and it is something that wasn't on the camera for very long. David West, after the Draymond Green foul, David West gave a little something too, and then all of a sudden LeBron, he transformed into Mega LeBron, trying to go to the rack every single time, and kind of got away from their offense. But that Golden State Warriors thing, and I don't like a lot of those guys, and I don't like what a lot of those guys have to say. And then they throw the rock and then hide their hands. Like Klay Thompson is very miffed that LeBron James would have a Halloween party after all the trash that Klay Thompson talked in the finals last year. But that thing right there, and I don't know if I'm setting it up for the greatest thing of all time in sports history, but if anyone can beat that in 7 games in an NBA Finals, then that would be one of the greatest achievements I think I've ever seen in sports. Because you've got not only selfless stars, you've got mega stars in Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. People don't understand how good Kevin Durant is. Like, we talk about it.
I do.
Because he's not LeBron, and he's not Steph, and he's not Russell.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He truly is. And everything that he does on the court is magnificent. Now, sometimes, does he defer? Well, he doesn't have to do that anymore because Steph and those guys want him to shoot. But that thing yesterday, no matter who's on the court, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, if they get rolling like they were rolling yesterday, and they were trying to prove a point, I don't believe that whole thing of, it's not a statement game, but those guys get amped up for certain games, and they got amped up for that one. If anybody can beat that, because that's going to happen once or twice in a series. So now you have two other games where you have to hold them to substandard play.
They'll have a bad shooting game.
Yeah.
They'll have one because the teams do. But that second unit, I mean, you're talking, I don't think people realize what Sean Livingston, before a catastrophic knee injury, that he was being talked about as one of these guys, there's nothing he can't do. And now he's getting by. He's still quick enough. Andre Iguodala is just a guy. He was, you were talking a top 25% NBA player for a long time.
Leading league in minutes every year with Philadelphia.
You replace Bogut with Pachulia. So you replace Pachulia, the reason they love him.
Terrific screener.
Teammates love him. He steps up on defense. He does all of the things that you ask a solid big man to do. He's an adored teammate, and I guess he's going to be the John Scott of this year's All-Star game, apparently. Ridiculous. And then you replace Festus Ezeli with JaVale McGee, who's got a, you know, the Inspector Gadget arms. Yeah. I mean, there's even when they're buying time, they're really good.
Yeah. And Kevin Durant.
And West. I mean, David West is what, 34?
And Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's.
I mean,
good.
Let's be real about this. It's Kevin Durant and the rest of the guys who are pretty damn good as well, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. But Kevin Durant, what he's done defensively this year, the way that he is kind of immersed himself in that culture of just popping the ball around until they find somebody, because he didn't do that with Russell, because there was the whole, I'm going to prove it this time, you're going to prove it that time, and we'll figure this thing out, especially in the playoffs.
They didn't have a coach that ever really unlocked the puzzle of making sure they were both productive and happy.
Talked to people a couple of years ago about that whole thing, and still to that point, Scott Brooks had yet to talk to those guys about what their role should be. And you've got two megastars and two guys who are trying to prove something. It's kind of like what we talked about with Jimmy Butler, where you're at the point where you're trying to show that your hard work can manifest itself in you being a top 10, top 5 player. Well, you had two of those guys on the same team. Hell, you had James Harden on that team as well, and he's doing his thing. But you've got Kevin Durant in a place where he doesn't have to be the man. He can pick his spots where he wants to be the man. And, you know, said years ago, the LeBron James pressure is real. And Chris Paul is under that and was under that, and is going by the wayside now because that window is closing. Steph Curry was under that, won himself a championship. Kevin Durant has continued to be under that because he was the anti-LeBron. You know, the anti-LeBron changed every single year. It was Derrick Rose 1 year, then it became Kevin Durant for a few years, then it was Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's got his championship. He's got the accolades. He's got the Defensive Player of the Year stuff.
It's also not how he rolls. You know, that doesn't seem like something he really wants to embrace. And it's not. Some guys love it. Some guys say, okay, you know, embrace the target. Mm-hmm. Kawhi's not. He doesn't seem to really care. He's in exactly the perfect place.
Yes, he is.
You know, it's just ideal. And I think they knew it when they knew what he could be, when other teams didn't see what they saw in him, because it's just the perfect fit, perfect place for him. We've got Matt Miller ready to talk some football with us next, so don't go anywhere. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
And now, a Score 25th anniversary flashback.
Everything from here on out that we've promised for the rest of today and perhaps tomorrow is suspended. In case you are just turning on the radio, the Chicago Sun-Times has learned the Bears got Jay Cutler.
We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago, for 25 great years. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Perhaps you've decided in the new year that you are going to try to cook some new things, or you are going to try to cook as a family, or you want to feed the kids better stuff than you're grabbing through the drive-thru or ordering when you pick up the phone. Well, it's perfect because Blue Apron has the deal for you, and they've got the great meals for you. And right now, you can get your first three meals free with free shipping. And I'm going to tell you how in just a minute. But you got to know about Blue Apron. It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. And it's less than $10 per person per meal. Seasonal recipes, pre-portioned ingredients, delicious home-cooked meals. It's got all kinds of variety, things you've never tried, never tasted before, that you learn that you like. Flexibility in customizing your recipes each week. Every meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, and there's a freshness guarantee. And I mentioned it ships for free in a refrigerated box, even if it's 95 degrees in the middle of summer. It shows up there in your porch, you get home, and everything is just right. And there's cool things. Like, I didn't know what a picada was. I had traveled in Spain, and I hadn't seen this thing, but there's a Spanish sauce or a sauce thickener known as a picada, and it's usually made with simple ingredients with a little bit of liquid and bread and some extras. And they do what's called a dry picada with pork chops and brown rice and spinach, and you toast breadcrumbs along with fresh garlic and fabulous smoked paprika, which, because of Blue Apron, is an ingredient I've really learned to enjoy and use in a lot of different things. And it tops off these pan-sautéed pork chops with this delicious sort of smoky, garlicky crunch. And then there's a yogurt sauce on the side that's a perfect complement to the robust flavors of the dish. This is the kind of thing you're going to make, and it sounds like, oh, it's complicated. It's not. It's easy. It takes 35 minutes, and your family's fed, and you get to all cook it together, and it's great. It's Blue Apron. And right now, you can get your first three meals free with free shipping. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. That's how you do it. And you'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, a better way.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With